And Phil is sitting in the bed. He goes, he's part of the Klan? Dude. Bro, dude.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you enjoy our stuff, you can help us out by like, sharing, subscribing, leaving a positive review. If you don't have something good to say or a good review to give, just don't give it at all. But if you like it, share it, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and enjoy the episode. I just saw a reel or a meme that said, when you do the Lion King theme song or, you know, intro and you accidentally summon demons and it's like SpongeBob's face.
Have you Googled what the translation for that song is?
No.
No.
When they're doing the like, it literally just translates to, here's a lion. Yes, it's a lion. Here is a lion. It's like, it's literally, that's the whole.
Here's a lion. Here's a lion.
It's a lion. Here's a lion.
I didn't know what the actual words were.
Oh, is that the translation? Or is that.
They have like one underneath of it. Hold on. It's Hold on. That's not.
That's good.
Give me a minute.
Starting off good.
I know. La 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 la. English. We translated Lion King. Let's keep everyone engaged. Are you engaged yet? Here is how they translate the lyrics. Ready? Here comes a lion, father. Oh, yes, it's a lion. Here comes a lion, father. Oh, yes, it's a lion. A lion, we're going to conquer. A lion, and a leopard come to this open place.
Dude, that is one of the most ridiculous
shit. Like, doesn't it sound so beautiful?
Yeah, when it's you sing not. The song, you're like, man, this is such a catchy song. And then you listen to the translated version and you go, oh, what?
It's not, literally, it's a lion. It's a lion.
Here comes a lion.
It's like, have you ever seen the silly songs of Larry, the Dance of the Cucumber?
Dance of the Cucumber, probably.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, that's like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Dun, 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 dun. Dance of the Cucumber lyrics. Now it's watch the cucumber, see how he moves, like a lion chasing a mouse. Watch the cucumber. Oh, how smooth his motion, like butter on a bald monkey.
Which is slightly more
in depth,
catchy than here's a lion, here comes a lion.
Yeah. Silly Songs with Larry is cinematic masterpiece
and just full of substance,
full of much substance.
Like, it makes you look.
I look
inwardly
so deep into my own heart and mind after listening to the lyrical entertainment that VeggieTales has to offer.
What have you guys been up to?
Today?
What's new?
I am finding the Gen X Bible translation.
No, this is a thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Are you serious?
My head already hurts.
Yeah, I don't want to.
While he finds that,
yep.
I recently got into a new video game.
What's it called?
It's not a new game. It's an old game that I've just recently started playing. It's called Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, you just started that.
Which is the hardest game I think I've ever played.
Well, it's because people have already been playing it for a long time, so they're kind of masters.
There's also that, but like my brain just doesn't connect to the game like other games.
Yeah.
Like, well, play...
Cameron, what episode is this?
86.
Same age as David.
This guy. Wow. So, my brain, when like playing like, you know, Halo or Call of Duty or something, like you just run around and you shoot stuff. Mm-hmm. But like...
No, you have to actually...
Rainbow Six is like, you have to have a team and tactically like breach into a hotel room and like...
When you're done, I'm going to play this video.
Okay. And it's... The hard, like, yeah, it's like the hardest game I've ever played.
How much time a week do you spend gaming and podcasting?
Gaming and podcasting.
You're a true millennial.
An
old millennial. Like a hybrid.
and studying for your adult Sunday school class?
I wouldn't know.
It's just like so many. Just gaming, I don't
know how much
podcasting, studying God's word.
Right.
What else those do you
the,
want?
Those are the three hobbies I have.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the only hobbies.
A good life.
I mean, I work real hard to get my good life. Yeah. No, I don't play as much as I used to when I was a teenager.
Well, I'd hope not.
No, yeah. I don't.
My PS5 is right there. Guess how many times I played it?
How many?
17 times today. Am I close?
Not once.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never played it once, ever?
I'm not a PlayStation.
I set everything up. Like, I downloaded Call of Duty. I downloaded Madden. I downloaded 2K.
I'll hop on and play with my cousin.
We should turn the TV and just sit here.
That's fine with me.
You just live stream it. I play with my cousin who lives in Chicago. This is the only time I ever really get to talk to him. Stuff like that. Me and him will play a game together.
Yeah.
And then
Michael Shane and Eric used to play a lot, right?
We did used to play a lot. Michael Shane still plays. He plays Call of Duty a bunch. But I haven't played a Call of Duty in years.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's just a different. It's just funny to me hearing like youth pastors playing video games, but it's totally like it's fine. It's okay. Like mm-hmm. It's not bad. I don't even think it's a bad thing. It's just it's odd to me because I never grew up doing it because we lived in the boondocks. We never had Xbox Live mm-hmm. or internet.
Right.
So I played. Me and my brother would just play campaign mode,
yeah,
or Call of Duty Zombies,
yeah.
But it just wasn't my thing. But all my friends were huge into it, and I wanted to, but it didn't.
Yeah. No, I understand.
I just enjoy games of any kind, whether it's video games or board games.
Right. We have board game nights, and those are a lot of fun too. I understand the thing that people like hate about video games. Like I understand why people hate it for sure.
But what? I'm not trying to cut you off. They've been around for so long at this point, though.
Yep.
Like my uncles and they all had the Atari or whatever, you know, Pac-Man. Like that was a big deal. Arcades were a big deal.
When I was a kid, we had an Atari and that was so cool.
So it's not
Mappy. That's where I got good at Mappy.
It's not like an old, it's not like you kids and your newfangled games. Like they've been around a long time now.
It's not a new concept, no. And also like, I mean, obviously in moderation, it's all things should be
everything,
considered.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah. So like you can't just like, but like I don't see. It's funny because like people will like will bash video games, but then spend hours watching like football or whatever.
Spend 15 hours a week in the gym.
Yeah,
or like hanging,
what's the difference?
Hanging out in the garage on their project
as long,
car.
As long as you have some sort of balance and moderation.
As long as you're wasting your time on something, I don't care.
I don't think it's like a bad hobby to have as long as you're being like productive to society and to your church.
It is a hobby I have. I used to be really bad about it when I was younger. Now like, I've gotten way better of like, okay, like I do enjoy playing video games and I will play a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm gonna study my Bible first.
Yeah.
Or
just recognizing like when other things should take place. Yeah, like I've been playing
your wife and kids outside the door.
Yeah.
Be a husband to your wife and a father to your children.
Yeah.
Shut up, woman.
Like I haven't played my Xbox in like months and I just don't have time. So it's like
Actually, one of the things that I really, really, really enjoy.
You're about to get a lot more time.
One of the things I really enjoy is me and Nikki play games together sometimes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like,
I wish my wife would do that.
Like we've played,
the worst, Kayla.
Me and Nikki have played all of like the Halos together, like the campaign through that. We also played this game called Overcooked. It was like a.
I love like a, weird games. Too.
It was a game where like you had like a restaurant kind of a thing, and like you had to like customers are coming in, and you have to like cook the food,
mm-hmm.
and then while the food is cooking, like go get the beverage ready or make the salad or whatever. But you have to make it back before the food burns, and then get it all to the customer. So it was like a real
fun.
It was like real fun.
That's funny.
There's another game that I want to play with her called It Takes Two,
mm-hmm.
and it's a
marriage game.
It actually is. So it's not a marriage game.
It's like
but
when
the plot about the
dishwasher needs to be unloaded. Yeah. You're the character. It's like Sims. You can go in there and beat your wife.
The man just stands there and looks at it. Like
actually, the plot of the game is about a man and a wife
selling drugs.
Nope. Mm. Who their marriage is struggling, and they get turned into.
Who bought you this game?
I haven't bought it yet. Okay. I just know what it's about.
Man, if you need help, you can get.
No. I just
there's other ways you can get help.
I haven't bought it, but it's got like crazy good reviews. And like the husband and the wife, they get turned into like these little like toy characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically, you have to make it through the levels to become human. And while you're playing the game, it's like a really fun game. It looks like so. I want to play that with her. It looks like
it's a really fun game.
Because I've watched stuff on YouTube about it.
You're supposed to be editing our videos.
Hey, well, I'll be honest. The video games comes before the editing of the videos.
there's a game that that I haven't on. I still have my PS2. I found it, which I found in a barn, and then I bought all the cords for it. I just found the cube.
Mm-hmm. That's solid.
Someone left it there.
The black big.
Yeah, yeah. Video. Well, I've got the slim, so it's a little bougier than the big one. I know. But there's a game in there called Flat Out, and it is the most fun racing game
ever. Is it the one with the boats or like?
No,
the
that's
speed?
Different. That's Wipeout. I think maybe. Splash Out or something.
Continue.
I don't know. Flat Out. It's a racing game. But it's instead of it being like F1 or whatever, it's like beater cars, like junkyard cars. Like you go to the junkyard to buy a car, and then you whatever.
Did you unlock the white minivan?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. But
are you crazy?
When you wreck in the game,
how many points you have to get that?
Your guy flies out of the car, and he goes ah. And then you watch him like fly out.
That's pretty
so
funny.
What we would do, because they had like mini games where it's like you had the car and you drive up the ramp and then you have to hit this bar at the end so that your guy flies out and it's like pinball or bowling or whatever, and you're using your character launching out of the car as like the token that you're playing with. And you could do replays of that. So what we would do was we wouldn't actually play the game. We would just drive around the track doing like whatever, like weird stuff, and then launching the guy out at the most inopportune time, and then we'd watch the replay, but we'd speed it up. So it was funny. We did that for hours. That was that's what me and my cousins did for New Year's Eve one time, and it was so funny.
What was it called?
It's called Flat Out.
Flat Out.
I've got.
Do they still have it?
I mean, it's not new. The new one
probably
is.
Find it somewhere.
You met. Have you heard of Wreckfest? That's the new. Yes. That's the new. That's where that came from.
Oh, okay. I haven't played Wreckfest, but I do know what
Dude,
it is.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Typically,
they have a like combine demolition dirt. Like it's just like crazy. So like it's right. So much fun.
Typically, my wife's biggest hobby is she likes to read books. What like a weirdo? What a nerd.
That's a good thing. I'm really trying to. I've been working on a couple books.
Yeah, she likes to read books. Like last year in 2020 for the year of 2023, her goal was to read like 100 books mm-hmm. throughout the year, which I'm pretty sure she beat. Like
yeah.
By I think she ended up reading upwards of 110 like over yeah. that. But that's like her hobby. So like if we're not watching a show together or whatever Mm-hmm. activity we get into during the day after work, if she's like, oh, I just feel like reading a book or whatever, I'm like, all right, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go disappear and I'll go put together like a, ooh, I got a Lego set. My first Lego set ever.
That sounds sad to me.
No.
The Legos. Like,
dude.
Bro, no, no.
If someone gave me the 9,000 piece Millennium Falcon, I'd be like,
No, it wasn't.
I just think of David all alone upstairs just putting together Legos. It just makes you feel sad.
No. So I turned on sermon audio. And I was just like listening to like a preacher preaching, and then
preacher preaching.
Yep. And but like the week before, we were walking through, and I'd never really had like a Lego set. So I was walking through the Lego store, I'd be like, man, mm-hmm. dude, this stuff's so crazy. Because have you ever seen the show Lego Masters?
Yes,
that show is so
it's so insane.
It's like a competitive like Lego build thing. So we were walking through the Lego store, and I saw they had a an R34 Nissan Skyline GTR from the Too Fast, Too Furious movie.
Yeah.
And they had like the thing. So it was like $20. So I was like, yes. So I bought that and I was just like listening to like preaching and I was like putting this Lego set together.
Where do you only have that though? You don't have like a collection?
No, it's the only thing I've ever.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have always wanted the Millennium Falcon. The big one that's like 9,000 pieces.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so much money.
It is. It's like
Lego is expensive, dude.
Check it.
For a thing that like I've always thought was like a kid's toy my entire life. You walk into the Lego store and you're like, why is everything $1,000?
I didn't know that.
Because some of them are like stupid. Like,
crazy
so
expensive.
The big Lego set, how many pieces is it?
Where do people store it?
People
have to build a barn.
Yeah, some people like have like entire rooms dedicated to like.
It's not 9,000. It's 7,500 pieces, give or take.
Tiny.
Mine was 319.
Guess the price.
I was going to say 1,200
for the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
I'm going to say 999.
Yeah, you're close. Okay, so on Amazon it's $848.99.
I mean, it's still
a lot. Yeah, it's insane.
For something
of money.
That, like, I legitimately, when I think Lego, I think it's a kid's toy.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
But like, I don't. But that's, I'm not spending $950 for my kid to put together a Millennium Falcon.
It's $850.
Depends on how much he likes it. Like, if it's a Christmas thing and he asked for it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, this back is, to you on.
Well, I guess like, me and him do it together.
When I mean, if your kid is 13, 14, 15, he's like, yeah. Dad, what do you want? What do you? Case, and what do you want for Christmas? He goes, all I want is the Millennium Falcon.
This is Cameron's way of trying to tell me. He's like, going to be like, Case, and look what I bought you that you and I are going to put together. And then it's going to,
I will not be.
And then it's going to turn into like hours. And he's like, yeah. Put that down. Put it down now.
What are you going to be looking for? Go over there.
Give me the long piece.
But it's funny, like, it's like all of this stuff is like kind of generational versus like what people view as like a waste of time versus not a waste of time. Because like when, not that, like, obviously none of us were alive at that point in time, but, like, looking at, like references in, like, historical documents and, like, when like, literature became popular, like, Jules Verne, like, the original, like, just, like, science fiction writers, like, everyone, like, a lot of people were like, oh, it's just a waste of time. That's stupid. I can't believe you waste your time reading books, you know? And now it's, like, that's supposed to be what smart people do. Right. So it's, like, it's always, like, this is like video game, like whatever. Like, I don't think any of that is like really. So as long as you're doing it in moderation and you're not like devoting your whole life to it.
So the new thing's probably gotta be like what? Like TikTok? That's what kids waste too much time on?
Well, I feel like that's a whole different thing.
TikTok.
Well, I mean, like, what is the hobby that kids have? It's probably still
Fortnite,
video.
Fortnite right? Is definitely. I mean, that's
that's the big one. Right?
It's probably still video games.
It's video games, I think, but Fortnite is still.
It's still very
one.
Yeah.
Which it went through that big you know phase like 3 years ago, but it's still.
Oh, now it's like it's even bigger.
I
like,
know.
Disney just made a deal with Fortnite. Yeah.
Well, it's like Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft is still like the most popular video game of all time.
Really?
And and
you guys remember RuneScape?
RuneScape. I do remember RuneScape. Yeah. I think I have that on my computer. I just have never played it.
Have you ever played on?
My friends were big into that.
RuneScape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's essentially like Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of the same
I love strategy games. Like, have you ever played... You heard of Civ 5, Civilization?
Civilization.
Civilization 5.
I think 6 is out.
6 has been out. 6 is great. I love... Like, that's... like, you start off with, like, your little territory, and then you're trying to grow it, and you can go for world domination. You can go for, like, whatever. Like, and I always try to go for world domination.
We used to get together and get...
Why not?
Together and have, like, 6 computers, like hooked up at the church house, mm-hmm. and we would play big matches. 6 people, we'd play big matches of Age of Empires, and everybody would pick like a different civilization. I like to use the Turks because they had knights and they looked.
Help but use America. I use it every time I do it.
But essentially, everybody picks a civilization, and everybody starts off on different sides of the map. And the thing is, you start off with like. You're the earliest, like, the civilization, but, like, all you have is, like, one townman to, like, build stuff and chop down wood, and then you grow and you grow and you grow.
And it's it's not something you have to do for a year. It's, like, one match.
Yeah, you can do one match.
Yeah. I mean, they can take them, like at least, like, playing against the computer for, like, Civ 5 or something.
You don't have a profile on it that
built. No.
It's just you're coming up with it.
It would be, like, one match, and a match could take, like, an hour.
So what's a match look like?
On Civ 5, it can be a lot longer.
Always... intrigues me. I've seen, because have you seen on YouTube where it goes like, all right, let's have 10,000 gladiators against one U.S. Marine.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They plug it in and it actually fights.
I have that on my computer.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I love watching that on YouTube.
Battle Simulator is what it is. And it's because Chuck Norris is like the main thing in that. And the game will not let you fight Chuck Norris versus Chuck Norris because it says it's impossible because it's an unstoppable force against an immovable object.
But I didn't know. I don't mean to cut you off. No, but that's what I really. That stuff always intrigues me. So
I found out how many desks it takes to kill one T Rex off of that game. That was in 2020.
So funny.
I don't believe in T Rex.
It was 99.
2020.
99 desks will kill one T Rex.
And did you download it to your computer?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So we would play Age of Empires, and we would get like six people are playing, and everybody has a different thing, and you have to pretty much just take out everybody else on the map. But you can also send messages to other players. So, like, I would say, let's say you were, like, the closest civilization next to me. I could send out, like, a guy to see who's over in this area. I find your people, and if I want, I can send you a message and be like, hey, Cameron, do you want to form an alliance? Keep it a secret. But like I will, if you and Dustin get into a battle,
you take Dustin out.
Yeah, you let me know. I'll flank, and then me and you. So it's like,
When you're playing it, do you have a joystick or like?
No, it was on a computer. So you basically hold the mouse and you would like highlight like a group of troops, and then you would like go to a spot on the map and you would right click and they would all start walking that way. But like you can get to the point where like you're building chariots and you're building like,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was
like
it got
as
really
opposed
neat.
To having like a controller that like has different inputs. You could hotkey stuff on the keyboard to like, you know, H to A to whatever, you know.
Like if you come across a river, you could walk around the river, or you could do the research and figure out and learn, and your people learn how to build boats, and now you can get boats, and you can go across the water, and like it was really neat. We used to get together, and we, like I said, a match could take like an hour because you got six people going against each other, but we'd set it up, and
that's cool.
And then like people would be yelling at each other and stuff like
Sims is not, that's like, I always heard that was bad. Like, it can be bad, right? Like
I have no
idea. Sims
I've never
is like where you just
Sims.
Create your own life and
I,
do whatever you
I
want.
I know what Sims is. I've
you
never
can go
played.
To law school. You can do whatever you want. You can be immoral. You can
I know.
Be
David will know more about that than me, probably.
I've never gotten to Sims because I don't care about having a
I'm not.
Dog.
So, so that's not like.
I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon a lot, though.
That looked fun. I always wanted to play
My
that.
Favorite games were Ace Combat on the Wii.
The Jets and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I had the World War 2-1.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was Blazing Angels.
Yes, I was going to say, that's what I was
it
thinking
was
of.
Blazing Angels,
that
but
game
it was on the
that
Wii,
was fun.
And it was World War II fighter planes and bombers. I loved
so
that
much
game.
Fun.
I mean, it was so
it was,
fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I mean, it you had to get good at it to where, I mean, you have your joystick and you're turning with it and you're trying to get them in your sight and you're shooting and you're leading them. And
have
like,
you...
That game was great. And then I had another game called Gettysburg, and it was Civil War.
Yeah.
And it would just take you through. It was only campaign.
Huh. Yeah.
But you had a musket or you had a pistol or and they put you in all the battles and you'd have to fight. You had to fight the battle. And it was like, just like any campaign.
Right.
The general says, we need you to take that flank or hold the line or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of it. And I played that game so much. I loved that game. I wanted them to come out with a Revolutionary War game because I liked stuff like that.
Have you seen those guys that have like those like flight like simulator things? Like they set up like a cockpit with like a joystick and there's like they got like the headset or some guys
they do
don't
a lot of training.
The
they
have,
do a
like,
ton
the,
of training in those
like,
things.
The screens. Oh,
yep.
I've seen guys do it with like tractor trailer simulators. Yeah. Like they got like the they got like TV screens, and this screen is like the one window, and they're like going like. Ugh. My brother-in-law's got a setup where he's got a racing game, and he's got the VR.
Yeah,
and he built like
probably iRacing. That's like the most like in-depth racing game that there is.
Well, he built
it's
like
incredibly
a,
realistic.
He built like a seat, like a racing seat with like the steering wheel and stuff and the shifter. And when you're playing in the game, he's got like a.
a vest or
he's
suit
got
or
a
something.
Vest. So like you feel the rumble of the car, and when you hit the wall like this, like if you're going too fast into a turn, the wheel is like fighting you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so bad at it because like,
seems so funny.
But I've tried it. Like he's
honey, come in and get dinner. I'm almost done my practice seat, honey.
Well, that's the thing. It's a weird concept, but like on the other token, like okay, it like I will never own any of those cars in real life ever. So
you have to
might as well pretend.
My dream is to get a nice Nissan Skyline. That's like my dream car. So if I could get one
how
of those.
How much is it?
They're expensive.
And
they're
a 1999 R34.
Tell them right now.
Is if I get it like.
A 1999. 20 grand.
$40,000.
Really?
Yeah. They just became legal for the United States this year.
What?
It's a Nissan Skyline.
Never heard
like,
of it.
Export laws.
Yeah.
Or import
because
laws,
technically it's 25 years old now, so it's considered a classic.
Same thing. That's why all these micro trucks from Japan are now like they're becoming super popular because now
so
they're all the ones
from
the 90s are
Japan.
And it's only in Japan, like that's.
I mean, like you could get them imported over here, but look at Nissan Skyline
R34.
That's the dream car right there. When the R32 came out, it looks like just a normal.
If you let me pick between a Nissan Altima and that, I'd pick the Altima because I wouldn't know that's anything.
But I do know that it's something.
It looks so basic though, dude.
It's a racing car. It's a stick, which it's hard to find a stick anymore. But steering wheel's on the right side. When the Nissan made the R32. It was so dominant on the drag strip that and nobody could beat Nissan that they nicknamed it the Godzilla because it was a Japanese monster that would destroy everyone.
Do they have newer models of this?
Why
is it so ugly?
I'm sorry, David. That was uncalled for.
Dude, I'm not being smart. It looks like one of the cars you'd see at Food Lion with three different color paints on it.
There's just like there's a history of street racing behind the car.
Yeah,
it's like that's why it's my favorite car. There's a history behind this car.
And no one in America can even have one.
This year you can't have them,
and you can have a 1999 one.
They just became legal this year.
A 1999. You can't even get a new one.
I mean, you could. So Nissan has GTRs now. Like you can get an R35 or an R36, but they're $250,000.
Yeah.
Look up the R35.
So this is the classic model that is not newer ones of the G34.
Yeah. No, there's no new of the R34. R35, R36 are Nissan supercar now, which are like $200,000, and you just.
So this is like the Ford 7.3. They don't make them anymore.
Sure.
I mean, it's like my truck, similar.
The
motor. Yeah.
They don't make
that.
Yeah. But there's like
and they stopped making them in 1999.
The R34, yeah, I think maybe Godzilla. Yeah, see, there's like a whole history of street racing behind these cars, and everybody like, if people see that car, they're like, it's just immediate,
Nissan R35.
Look up to 35. GTR. That's the one that you'll see on the street mostly today. $200,000
for this one.
Yeah,
yeah, and
they're very fast. Yeah, that's insane.
It's like one of the fastest supercars that you can get.
I've never seen one of these.
No,
I've seen of those. I've seen maybe two.
I've never seen one.
Pretty though.
I've never seen one in person.
I've seen
I'd take
maybe
a Forester over that other one.
You're so dumb.
I saw a new Forester yesterday.
I take your 1999 minivan that I grew up in.
Hey,
he's just being
nice. You got 136 flywheel horsepower.
Ignorance is bliss. I saw a electric.
That's pretty.
I saw an electric Hummer today.
I don't want to think. About
I didn't
that.
Know that that was a thing.
Yeah, it is now. Yep,
an electric Hummer.
We could. What about Cameron? What's your dream car? I feel like you don't
even. F-250, brand new.
What a hick.
Jacked up.
What a show. That's a rolling coal, baby.
Yep.
White or just black. Not even rolling coal. I just brand new, clean, 35s.
Yeah, dude, if I could have that R30. If I had that R30.
A Ford Tremor.
Okay, that's, yeah. That's cool.
You know
cool.
what I mean? Like that line of, if I had to, like, that's a $100,000 car, truck.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was going to pick.
It's probably more than that. It's probably more like 120. No,
it's I think it's around 95 starting, the Tremor.
Mm. 95 starting.
My neighbor right here when I first moved in had a Tremor. Brand new Tremor, black with a charcoal bottom.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And he had like 36s on it, and it was a full bed. It was an 8-foot bed, and just was like, and then he had a Mustang, a Shelby,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's my first move.
You should have traded him a shed.
Dude, he had some nice stuff. So I don't know what he was into, but my word. But I like a Raptor, but mm-hmm. if I had the idea of having a Raptor or the Tremor's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Raptor is like more, I know the Tremor is more expensive. But the Raptor is more like
powerful.
I think it's more powerful. More.
Well, so what did the Raptor R? So that was the big thing. Like the Raptor came out.
Dave Ramsey has a Raptor.
Yes, he does. And the Raptor is really cool. But then, like Dodge was like, watch this. And then so then they came out with the TRX. Yep. And when if you buy a TRX on the dash, there's a picture of a T-Rex eating a Raptor. It's just such a. And it took 4 years to come out with a Raptor R, which was to beat the TRX. And then a year later, Dodge comes out with the new TRX. It's even more. And it's like this is like rival. It's like it's so fun to watch because they're just getting like everything's getting cooler.
What would your car be?
This 1969 Charger. It's the most beautiful car.
I've always been a Challenger
this
fan.
This is the most sought after muscle car in America. Yes, they're like $140,000 on eBay for one that's in good condition.
I've liked Novas for sure.
I've apparently been born under a rock and raised trimming houses in seclusion of my own thoughts.
I just looked at 1998. This guy is selling his 1998 Nissan Skyline GTR body kit, 5-speed manual. He's selling it for $60,000.
Here's the
1998.
Here's the Dodge Charger vehicle value analytics. So this is not the
Is it?
The 69 Dodge Charger,
which is also has a history of American like racing. Muscle racing. Yeah.
So the 440, which is it's a big block Chrysler
Charger,
engine,
not Challenger.
Charger. That's a pretty amazing engine. This says it's 375 horsepower. That's $51,000. That's what the value is. But the 426, what?
$117,000.
Yep. Because you know what? It's the 426 Mopar is the first Hemi that Dodge ever made.
I don't know what those words are, but I believe you.
Hemi means, it was groundbreaking. Hemi means hemispherical heads.
Fuel
burn. It's more efficient and produces more power. And that's like the Hellcat. It's a Hemi.
Right. I know.
So this is the first one Dodge ever made. So the value goes from 51 with a regular big block to the Hemi. It almost triples. It goes from $51,000 to $121,000 in value.
Like this,
just because it has a 426 Hemi in it.
You could get this one. This sort of looks like you. $32,000. It's rusted.
Well,
I would enjoy
getting a 69 Charger that was kind of a project.
You see that?
As long as it was repairable.
There it is. Yeah. That's a project car.
But honestly, isn't that what Doc McQueen was? Or Doc and Lightning McQueen?
No.
Cars
right there? That is similar.
He was a Challenger, wasn't he?
You're talking
not
about
Doc Hudson.
You're talking about Richard. Yes. So that was a big thing in NASCAR they had that car. The problem, and it was great for dirt track racing, but at high speeds on tarmac, it was terrible because it didn't have enough. So what they did was they came out with the Dodge Daytona, and that's where the name came from. All they did was add a different nose to it and a high spoiler, gotcha. And it became the most incredible race car of all time. So much so that 4 years after they introduced it, NASCAR banned it from being in NASCAR.
That's
it was
the one
so
that
good.
The king was. Yes. The on car yes. is the blue
car. It's the
car.
Exact same car, just they it's has a nose. Yes.
Dude, look at that.
It's beautiful.
I know.
I feel like part of it is like if you don't know, like if you don't have like the it's the same thing like we're talking about. If you don't know the history or whatever, like it doesn't do something for you. But like just knowing like
yeah.
what
that's
it is.
It's a dream car right there.
If I had one of those, I would probably wouldn't drive it that much because I'd be like,
if I had I
would
that
go,
car,
I would go and into this the
is
garage.
What, we'll talk about this later. This is what I'm specifically thinking.
Isn't generally, that, isn't that general? Is that what that was?
Yeah. Generally,
yeah.
So why are they so expensive now?
Because they're so sought after. Because of.
After this much time, they're more rare to come by. That's why the Nissan is so expensive.
Will there be a car that's made today that will be worth anything?
Probably at some point, like because the Hellcat the gas, or something like that. Maybe.
Because of gas engines and diesel engines,
I would say it would
because
be.
It's all going to be obsolete.
They just didn't Dodge just announce that they're done making the Challenger, like completely?
Because of the EPA the EPA has been fining them like out the wazoo because of the Hellcats
and stuff. Muscle cars are basically done, so everybody's trying to buy them up now.
Yeah.
What about the thing in Delaware about trucks?
Which thing?
What thing?
In like 2030, you can't buy a gas.
California is trying to do the same thing, and that's going to get shut down because it's not reasonable.
Yeah, well, California isn't managing it right at all. Like, no one getting everybody to buy electric cars, which I'm like, whatever. If you want to get an electric car, get an electric car.
I don't have a problem with the electric car thing, but forcing someone to do it.
California is like forcing it, and then they're also they're using so much of a power grid to charge their cars that they're shutting down the grid. So like people are just like, well, how am I? You made me buy this electric car. How am I going to charge
it? Not only do they not have power in their house, but now they can't go anywhere because their car's dead.
California just does not know how to do anything.
They're not, no. And then like, they're like, we're like one of the world's leading economies. Yeah, but you've always been and you're declining. So like, you're not going to be a world leading economy.
We're one of the world's leading economies. Look how, like, you have so many people there. Like,
yeah, but they're all leaving. So like, it's dying, and Gavin Newsom doesn't. He's like, no.
I like electric cars. And
I don't have
like
a problem with them. I think that forcing people to do it is wrong. And two, like, and even Elon Musk has said this. He's like, we're not to the point where we can support a fully electric America. Like, it's not possible until we start looking at other avenues to produce that much electricity.
He just yanked all his businesses out of Delaware.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they blocked his
Something he wanted to do with his business. It was I'm trying to remember what it was that he wanted to do.
Micah was telling me this
because I didn't hear about it. I missed it.
Micah, who sent us that long email, his business, the place he works for, what he does basically all day is gets businesses licensed and incorporated in Delaware.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Everyone does.
But I'm saying that's who he works for, a firm that does that.
Oh, okay.
So you will contact his boss, his job to do that. So then
SpaceX,
Elon Musk,
that's what he took out
Elon
of here.
Elon Musk.
I didn't know SpaceX was
put out
Delaware.
And Tesla.
A tweet and said,
I knew Tesla.
Don't incorporate in Delaware. It's an awful state.
Wow.
And so people stopped incorporating, like not all of them, but Mike was like, yeah, we were all day sending out mass emails and advertising and stuff saying, we also do license for Texas and Nevada, you know, they're trying to save their business.
Yeah, he took everything out of Delaware.
Yeah.
Which another thing about Delaware I learned this past week, do you guys know who Dr. Umar is?
Umar. I feel like that's something. Just tell me because I don't know.
He's this internet guy who's like super, super, super racist, right?
What?
No, like he's crazy. Like,
I'm glad we didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
We're like,
lifetime follower.
No, he's a black guy. And he's basically
So it's like it's the okay racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So uncancelable.
Yeah. We're good.
So he's like one of those guys who's like, you know, every white person is racist, and
I agree.
If a black person doesn't buy from a black owned company, then they're like a traitor to their own race. Yeah. He's that kind
How
of
does
guy,
that work?
And he's like super, super like he's like big on the internet. I'd known his name, but I didn't really know who he was or what he looked like until recently. This whole thing happened because he's like making a school, like the Frederick Douglass School of whatever.
And how dare he insult the name of Frederick Douglass?
How dare he institute segregation?
So he made a school, and then I found out that that school is in Wilmington, and I've located for them while they were working on the building. And I had no idea. Wow. And then I found out about the problem. That was the funny thing. Was the reason I found out about all of this is because he's like, I'll only hire black people. And he was trying to get his school built for like years, and he couldn't get it built. So then he hired a white crew, and they had it built in 90 days.
Yeah.
And everybody's a hypocrite, and all this other stuff.
You have all these people that are like pointing. Like, he probably doesn't even know who Frederick Douglass is, he has no idea. Frederick Douglass is famous for quoting, "There's only one party for freedom, which is the Republican Party."
All
right. Wasn't
Frederick Douglass married to a white woman?
Yeah. Yep. But back to the he couldn't get it built. If you try and get anything built with just one race, you're done.
Unless Amish. Mexicans.
No, you're right.
I know. I know, right.
You're right. But even trying to get just like Guatemalans or Mexicans or I was talking to a guy, Honduras. It's hard to get just one race to do anything. Laying the block, right? Doing the foundation, doing the septic, doing the framing. You got that. Yeah. Doing the roofing, doing the siding, doing the electrical.
That's why you're supposed to hire people who are good at their job no matter what they look like.
What? What's wrong with you?
My bad.
Listen, I...
This man is going to be governor someday.
Hey, I saw this reel, and it was the funniest thing ever. And it was this comedian, and he was talking about, I don't remember how he started, but essentially what it came to was he was talking about the pyramids, and he was like, people are always questioning whether or not the Egyptians actually did it, or if it was Israelite, or, you know, if it was aliens or all this stuff. But let me tell you something. There's pyramids in Mexico, and no one questions who built them. That's how you know that's how you know Mexicans are hard workers.
That's funny.
Who built them? Mexicans.
I saw that.
I have not seen that. That's pretty funny.
I'm gonna see if I can pull that up. No, you're right.
That's funny.
For sure.
One of the video I've seen in regards to the pyramids is a comedian, and he was like this Jewish guy, and he was like, everybody blames the Jews for everything, and he was like, he just like named a bunch of stuff, and he was like, Jews' fault, Jews' fault, Jews' fault. He's like, ironically, you look at the pyramids in Egypt, and they blame it on aliens, which, ironically, the Jews built it. And it had me laughing so hard. He's like, the one thing we don't get blamed for is the thing we did. It made me laugh so hard.
How should I search this?
I have it saved on Facebook.
Hold up. What's the premise again? What are we talking about?
Mexicans built the pyramids. Just type that in. That's got to come up with something.
Yeah, you should probably vet whatever you start watching before we put it on the podcast, though.
We have an editor.
Yeah, but he's going to be out of town this weekend.
David, you ever want to come
over? Andrew Schultz, and I've heard him before, and he's...
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. That's dangerous to put... I would not put Andrew Schultz on the fire. That's dangerous.
David, have you ever played Forza?
Surely, like Forza? A
long time ago. I was never a huge racing game guy.
I like racing games. I like war games, and I like games with an incredibly good story.
Define incredible.
Like,
fantastic.
Typically, games that I would call it like indie. Games that like most people probably don't play, but I just enjoy it. Like there's what? There's a game that I have. You ever heard of What Happened? What Happened to Edith Finch? Yeah, that game is cool.
I've not played it, but I know about it.
What Remains of What Was It? It's Ethan something. Ethan Hunt. Carter.
Ethan Carter.
That game is fun. And there's no prompts, there's no hints, there's nothing. You are exploring at your own pace the entire world, which takes forever, but I really enjoy it because like there's so much detail they put in there because of that. Like you could look.
Read you guys a joke meme?
Yes.
Like just the words.
Go nuts, bro.
Read the words.
All right, me pointing to the menu and the tots. Are they tatered in house?
Are they tatered in house? Dude, that is funny.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Me. Do you have any books on turtles? Librarian. Hardback. Me, yeah, with little heads.
Dude, that is perfect.
Okay, here we go. This is the best one. Me, You mean any historical figure? Wizard. That's right. Later at dinner. Beethoven. You seem disappointed. Me, hiding dog treats. It's fine.
Dude, speaking of wizards, the breakfast Saturday morning.
Bates?
Huh? Oh, no. No. The breakfast that we went to Saturday morning. Did you see the guy in the Hawaiian shirt sitting on the front row? Well, there's this big guy. He had like this beard and stuff, and he was sitting on the front row. And my pastor, who preached at this breakfast thing, right?
Sorry,
dude, it is Andrew Schultz. Do not play it.
I don't
trust Andrew Schultz at all.
Listen to it without your headphones.
Just real quick.
Pyramids. This is how you know Mexicans are the greatest workers in history. Ready? There are also pyramids in Mexico. No one questions who built those. Ain't no Arab, these Egyptians.
All right, that was good.
He found the one clip from Andrew Schultz.
All right.
But at this breakfast, pastor's preaching, and this guy, he's in like in a Hawaiian shirt, and he's doing all this stuff with his hands, right? While pastor's preaching. And then come to find out, he's a wizard. Yeah. He's a wizard.
What?
And he I don't know if he was trying to put spells or something on my pastor while he was preaching. He was sitting on the front row at Solid Rock, and he was like doing this. And my pastor found out he was a wizard. Well, he's telling us when we're leaving. We hop in the van. We're heading back to Delaware. He goes, you got to see that guy on the front row with a Hawaiian shirt? And we were like, yeah. And they were like, he said he's a wizard. And Phil is sitting in the van. He goes, he's part of the Klan? Dude. Bro, dude, Phil was so concerned. Phil was like, he was like, what was a guy like that doing there? And I was like, no, like Harry Potter wizard. And he was like, oh.
I would never go to the Klan.
He's part of the Klan? Bro, there. I was like,
they're known for showing up to events in Hawaiian shirts. And
how was his mind that like?
And heckling old
so
white guys.
Close to that.
Dude, it was so fun.
That's so.
But yeah, Pastor said the guy was like doing hand signals and stuff. Pastor was like, I don't
how
know if
he. How did he find out he was in the Klan?
I mean,
he was a wizard.
What are the requirements to join the Klan?
I wouldn't Google that.
No,
that'll get you put on the list.
Here's one more for Brady. Kidnapper, putting more duct tape over my mouth. I said stop eating it.
That's so gross, dude.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Imagine.
Oh, man. But yeah. So yeah, the pastor said that guy was like a wizard or whatever. I guess my pastor talked to him afterwards, but he said he was like doing weird stuff with his hands the entire time. And I was like, that's got to be distracting.
All right. I forgot to do the amplified or the new Bible. Ready? Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You'd hear about a new translation out called the Gen Z Bible, where someone had taken the scriptures and translated it into Gen Z language. Now, I'm going to read part of this. I do want to let you know I would never dishonor God's word. I have triple checked this to make sure this is exactly what Luke 1 communicates when the angel talks to Mary. Check this out. Mary was a pick-me girl for God and was simping for him in prayer when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Ayo, you're a real one and the top G is feeling you." But she thought his compliment was sus and gave him the side eye. So he said, "Baby girl, chill. God sent me to tell you, you've passed his vibe check. And low-key, he wants you to have the main character. You name him Jesus, and they will all say, he's him. She said, "How can this be, since I promised him my body count will always be zero?" Respectfully. He said, "This ain't about cuffing season, for the Holy Spirit will live rent-free in you, and your boy Jesus will be a divine bro. Beside, your cousin Elizabeth is with child, she who is already older than a boomer and whose husband is way past beekeeping age." So Mary said, "Bet." Gabriel left her on red, and she let the Holy Spirit cook.
Harry reads this Bible, does he not?
Oh my gosh. Recently,
that's stupid.
Can we name the episode Divine Bros?
Yes.
I was thinking, he's him.
That's hilarious.
I think Divine Bros. We did CEOs of Peace. Can we be the Divine Bros?
Here, this is a reel from a NASCAR driver. This is funny.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna put my foot on the floor and I'm not lifting to like see God or a checkered flag.
That's good.
Here, also look at this one. This is.
This is the devil in an interview.
Out today, everyone. And it's probably a shock to some of you out there. And frankly, it was a big shock to me too. I thought I'd be doing this forever, but it's come to my attention that my services are no longer needed thanks to TikTok. Now, a lot of people think I invented TikTok, you know, but I really can't take the credit. You know, that was all China. You know, President Xi, total genius. Well, I guess you could say that I invented communism, and then communist China came up with TikTok. So yes, maybe I could take just credit for it.
What kind of content did you see on TikTok that made you realize you weren't needed anymore?
Let's see, the thirst trap stuff. This stuff about how you shouldn't work hard or get married. I've been trying to bring down Western civilization for years unsuccessfully. And then this little app comes along and bam!
Are you gonna miss being the devil? What are your plans going forward?
It is bittersweet. I'll miss the day-to-day, you know, throwing drag queen shows for kids at libraries, working closely with the leaders in D.C. of both parties. But, you know, I've got a lot of big plans for retirement. I'm going to go to Disney World. Got a lot of great work done there.
What are you going to watch next?
Got a lot of stuff. Great work done there.
That was funny. That was really good.
Disney World.
Oh, man, that's funny. So since we never got to our topic of the episode, you guys just want to wrap this one up? And then
let's do it.
Yeah.
I have some more stuff to go through next time.
It's interesting. At some point, we could discuss favorite cars. We could do like a list or something. I don't know. That'd be fun. You know what I mean? Like dream cars. I would enjoy that. I don't know if you would or not.
Let me give you this one more.
I can't hear it.
Gorilla or 15 would win in a fight. A silverback gorilla or 15 15-year-olds with baseball bats in a closed, empty classroom. Dude, that gorilla is getting a chopper gunner in like 15 seconds. You could up it to 25 of them and start Freebird, and that gorilla is going to have a nuke before the solo starts. Would win in a
I don't even know what it means.
So in Call of Duty, if you got a kill streak.
Oh, okay.
You would earn a chopper gun.
Yeah, I got you.
I think if you got like 25 or 30 kills, you would get a nuke.
It would end
the game.
Yep.
So now he's like, if you 25 kids and start Freebird, he'd have a nuke before the solo starts. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you can have any number of human fight a silverback gorilla, and the outcome's gonna be the same.
I don't know about any number.
I feel like any number.
All right, but we're the top of the food chain for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm talking like hand to hand combat, like no weapons. Nothing.
There's definitely a number that could beat a gorilla.
That's gonna be a lot.
I mean, it would be a lot for sure.
If you had like the mountain.
I'm not saying it's going to be seven.
It's just the idea of 15 year olds just getting completely just grinded to dust.
If you had the mountain fight him, I think that would work. Because the mountain weighs like 450 pounds. He's like 7 feet
tall.
He's lost weight. Well, because he cut for... Oh. Did him and Eddie Hall ever fight?
I don't know.
That was a big deal, and I feel like just... We just stopped talking about it.
All right.
And Eddie Hall is still parading himself around like he's like still the strongest man on earth.
He is fun to watch.
Yes, he can be. But the mountain definitely whooped him in the world record for deadlift.
The mountain is a Viking.
Yeah. But Eddie Hall still acts like he still has the record.
Cameron's over this conversation.
Yeah, I know, but I'm interested in it.
I wasn't cutting you down. I was letting him go.
Right, I mean,
gospel drop, go.
Hey, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to save sinners, of whom Paul was chief. I guess I am too. No. The Bible says that Jesus came to save sinners, and the only way to get to heaven is to admit that you're a sinner. Everyone's a sinner. Everyone stole, lied, cheated. You know, nobody is perfect. Everyone has sin on their count, and the only way to get that count clean is accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, believing he died on the cross, rose from the dead, and that he is God. And man, he loves you. So if you have any questions about that, you definitely can email in at calmdownisfine@gmail.com. If you like a hat, you can also also email in for that or hit us up on any of our social media. We'll be at Youth Ablaze, all three of us, this week. So if you are going to be there...
this will come out after.
This is coming out after, yep. So, oh well.
So if you were there, it was nice seeing you.
It was nice seeing you guys.
Yeah. That being said, maybe we'll record a video while we're there, put it out on the Insta.
Yeah, we can do that, sure. All right, peace, guys.
It's fine. Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDIF Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.